This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States military has struck three facilities in Iraq, targeting an Iranian-backed militia in retaliation for missile and drone attacks on American troops in Iraq and Syria over the past several days. Tuesday's strikes came hours after the U.S. said militants fired two one-way attack drones at the Al-Asad airbase, injuring U.S. service members and damaging infrastructure. And they follow multiple ballistic missiles on Saturday at the western Iraq facility used by U.S. troops. The Israeli army says 21 soldiers have been killed in the Gaza Strip in the deadliest attack on its troops since the war began 3 months ago, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli reservists were preparing explosives to demolish two buildings in central Gaza when a militant fired a rocket-propelled grenade at a tank nearby. The blast triggered the explosives, causing two-story buildings to collapse on the soldiers inside. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead until Israel crushes the ruling Hamas militant group and wins the freedom of over 100 hostages held captive in Gaza. The Israeli military says its forces have encircled the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli army on Tuesday released video it says showed ground operations in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. The army said, quote, in recent days, troops completed operation on the outskirts of Khan Yunis together with combat engineers who worked to locate and dismantle both attack tunnels and underground infrastructure, dismantling dozens of Hamas infrastructure in the northern outskirts of the city.